You need to foster a positive relationship with your senior leaders. Leading up starts with relationship. You need to earn the right to be heard. Trust is earned through time plus a winning track record. The best path forward is a great history. Listen, be worthy of that initial ask. If you're new, you are an unknown. Your ability to get clearance and to change things, to be trusted and so much more, literally starts right now. If you blow it your first time out, listen to me, you are seriously limited in your options for future trust. Here is a critical concept. Time plus consistency of behavior equals reputation. Listen, you have a reputation. You have earned it. You may have a reputation for order and execution and detail. You may, however, have a reputation for half-baked ideas that never fully come together. You may have a reputation for not being a detail-oriented person. Details may fall through the cracks on your watch. Here's a fact that you can take to the bank. Your history will play into your ability to lead up. Can leaders trust you? Here's the deal. The Bible says, he who is faithful in little will be faithful in much. Have you been faithful in little things? This is part of your relationship with your senior leader. Your relationship with them revolves and involves your work. If you constantly need somebody to triple check your work, if you're not operating in a trustworthy manner, listen, you can't roll that way. Leading up starts and ends with relationship. Relationship hinges on your ability to do what you say. Relationships and trust are built on your ability to execute on what you've been assigned. If you propose an idea and yet you have a track record of low quality work and less than stellar results, you should not expect to get your way. You should expect to get denied. Proverbs says this, the hand of the diligent will rule, but the slack hand will be put to forced labor. Listen to that. If you want to write your own ticket, if you want to call your own shots and dictate your own path forward, it starts with diligence. However, if you want to be the one who has zero say in their very own future, the one who is constantly told what to do and how it ought to be done, well, work with a slack hand. You will be forced to do what others tell you to do and how they want it done. Do you want to lead up, have influence and autonomy? There is a biblical way to make this happen. Be awesome, be diligent, work hard, be trustworthy. Bottom line when leading up, it starts with relationship.